I'm Paul Cullen, and I've been a resident of Ringworth all my life. And my parents worked at a crisp factory, and it was called Peter Pan Chris. You're going back to 40s here, to very early 50s. The reason I know that, because it was about 1953 when my dad must have left there, and it must have closed down, and then my dad started Rufford Colliery in 1953. Well, it was only a very small place. I think it was a ground floor and a first floor. It is now a very old brick building, still standing. And I think there was probably about 7 people worked there, that was all. I always remember my mum telling me that she used to bag the crisps. And I think my dad was probably one of the fryers, you know, yeah. I'm pretty sure that at that time, I think it was just plain crisps. A plain crisp would have a little blue packet of salt in it, yeah. Definitely, yeah. I remember my mum telling me that, yeah. She, I can't remember her bringing crisps home, but my dad did, yeah. Mostly on a Friday, when it's finished for the week, you know. Well, I think, really, they just stopped a local, you know, within the villages of Ringworth and Blidworth and etc. Oh, yes, it will be local spuds, yeah. Yeah, definitely local spuds, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That building, if it's there, is the old crisp factory. It might be where Paul's parents met. A Peter Pan romance. Paul was one of those that, in 1974, caught the most wanted man in Britain. Donald Nielsen, the Black Panther. Paul was 18 then and had just bought some chips when it happened. Potatoes again. A police car had come across Nielsen somewhere outside of Mansfield. Nielsen had produced a sawn-off shotgun and got into the car, which was then driven by gunpoint, as requested, to Blidworth. Somehow, the policeman had managed to distract Nielsen enough to jam on the brakes, with the car skidding to a halt outside the Junction Fish and Chip shop. The gun went off. It grazed the policeman's hand. Nielsen fell from the car and was set upon by those in the queue. Our fish and chips went up in the air and I ran up the road to the phone box to ring 999, is how Paul was quoted in one of the national newspapers. It's still hanging on the wall in the chippy, the headline and news report. Let's carry on now and head towards the lakes. At the end of this path, in a minute or two's time, you'll need to stay to your right and you will find that you will come out onto a narrow road called Lindley Close. Once you're on it, then stop and wait for this track to finish. Come on. Paul was also involved in one of the largest protest campaigns that's ever happened here when the Veolia company wanted to build an incinerator on the site of the old pit to deal with domestic and commercial waste. That was around 2010. The campaign group was called People Against Incineration Network, PAIN. Pain. Nearly 300 people, according to Paul, took part in demonstrations and fundraising events to pay for barristers. There's a huge aquifer under the colliery, you see, and people were worried that the water would be polluted and that microparticles in the air caused by the incinerator would impact people's breathing. Mining communities are very aware of the damage that can be done to people's lungs. There were 3 public inquiries held at the village hall, as well as hearings in London. It wasn't an easy fight.
At times we was disillusioned with things, you know, thinking that we wasn't going to get anywhere with it, you know. But if you stand your stance, you don't sit back and you move forward, try and do what you can, and then you'll get a good result at the end of it, hopefully. Yeah.
I love that. If you stand your stance. If you don't sit back and you move forward and you try to do what you can. And they won in the end. Otherwise it'd be up there now working away. There were two protected birds on the site which helped them. The woodlark and the nightjar, although not an Egyptian one. Joseph Whittaker would have been pleased with that. That it was birds that helped stop the atmosphere being polluted a little bit more. I live on Woodlark Close. All the streets around me are named after birds. Linnet Drive, Goldcrest Avenue, Nightjar Way. Probably connected to Joseph Whittaker. Street names often have all kinds of meanings hidden beneath them. And I like finding links between things. Like the tunnels beneath all these villages that no one can see. The underground roads of the mining industry that connect places in ways that we up here have no awareness of. You should be very near to, or standing on, Lind Close by now. We're going to take a right and walk to the lakes. So once you see the road stretching out in front of you, you should go to the next track, where we will hear from Terry, the man with the story about the bomb.